This week in the Vatican was a busy one for Pope Benedict, and here to review the activities and discourses of the Holy Father in the days leading up to the Epiphany is Joan Lewis, our regular Vatican expert, who begins by talking about last Sunday's Feast of the Holy Family.
Well, looking back over all these celebratory days of the end of the old year and the beginning of the new year, we always have the first Sunday after Christmas, of course, is dedicated to the Feast of the Holy Family. And the Pope's Angelus that day was dedicated. As a matter of fact, we're going to see in all of the coming news how much Mary is a part of the celebrations of these holidays. And he talked, as a matter of fact, about Mary, and he said, we celebrate the mystery of a God who chose to be born of a woman, the Blessed Virgin, to enter this world in the same way as all mankind. And he went right into talking about the family. He said the good of the family and of society is closely connected to the good health of the family. And for this reason that the Church has always, will always be committed to defending and promoting the holiness and natural dignity of the married state. And then, of course, for the nth time, I think many of us could say this in our sleep, he said, the family, of course, is founded on the indissoluble union between a man and a woman, and it is the privileged place in which human life is welcomed and protected from its beginning to its natural end. And then he said, for this reason, parents have the fundamental right and obligation to educate their children in faith and in the values that lend dignity to human existence. And the Pope said, for this and for many other reasons, of course, it is worth working for promoting and defending the family and marriage, because they are just the smallest, most intimate union of all of humankind. And that is obviously something that the Church will always be talking about, just the dignity of the human being. So the Feast of the Holy Family obviously revolves around the Holy Family. The Pope kind of highlighted Mary's presence, and in that, as he did in coming days, which we will see. And one of those events then was the next day.
Well, next day was the New Year's Eve, and of course the Vespers of Thanksgiving for the past year, wasn't it?
Exactly. And he did this in the Vatican Basilica for many, many years. If memory serves me correctly, it was in the Church of Jesus. And then I know that with John Paul in his later years, with the difficulty of getting around, he presided at Vespers in the Vatican Basilica, and that's exactly what Pope Benedict did. And he dedicated his first part of his talk to Mary again as the mother of the Savior. She's also our mother, he said, because in her unique relationship with the Son, she shared his mission for us and for the salvation of all mankind. Then in looking, as you said, at the past year, looking at hope, with hope, which of course is the subject of his encyclical, The Year to Come, the Pope called upon the Lord, quote, in his mercy, to help individuals and families whose lives are weighed down by serious shortages and poverty, which prevent them from looking trustingly to the future. And he said, many people, especially the young, are attracted by the false exaltation, or more accurately, the profanation of the body and the trivialization of sex. And then he, again, with the word hope, he said, we notice that there's a deficit of hope. And he said, even in Rome, there's a deficit of hope and trust in life. And this is what he calls the dark evil of Western modern society. And even though some of these, you know, words appeared like the shadows of the years just past, he said there is no shortage of lights and reasons for hope. That was, of course, New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is a very big day.
Indeed, we've got the Mass, we've got the Urbi and Orbi, his peace message.
And that was presented on December 11th in the Holy See Press Office. And the theme of that message was the human family, a community of peace. And the Pope said, this was at the Mass, in his homily actually, at Mass on New Year's Day. He said, we all aspire to live in peace. But he said, real peace we have to remember it is a divine gift to be constantly implored, and at the same time, it is a commitment to be shouldered patiently while remaining ever obedient to the Lord's command. And again, the Pope made references here, as he did in previous days and as he would do later at the Angelus for his Urbi and Orbi, actually. Peace, the family, and Mary were really, if you had to define his remarks in three words, those would be the words. He repeated what he had said earlier in his message, that it is the human family which is really the primary agency of peace. Then the human family, and then you have your neighborhood family, your city family, and so forth until you get the entire human community.
And he said also that it was an irreplaceable institution. I mean, he was really...
Absolutely. Going back to his earlier remarks about based on marriage between a man and a woman whose primary purpose is obviously also to have children. And the Pope, in talking about the foundations of peace, anything that threatens the family, he said, because of the primary agency of peace, anything that threatens that really threatens other wider, broader foundations of peace. Now, it's very interesting, even though we don't have time to go into it on this show, something that if any of our listeners, and I've gotten emails to this effect, people wonder, is Jesus really God? He's the Son of God. Is he really God also? How could God beget himself, if you will, and come down to earth? And that is, of course, one of the reasons we have faith. That is what is behind the Holy Trinity. And the Holy Father, several times over a period of days, talked about the motherhood of Mary, talked about Jesus being true God and true man. And for people who might wonder, this is a huge mystery to ponder, indeed it is, but if they would like to go to the Vatican website, read the Pope's words over these days, the Holy Family one, but especially his January 1st Mass and also his Urbi and Orbi message about Mary's divine maternity, Jesus being true God and true man. So any of you who have a doubt or wonder about the explanation, there's some brilliant words. We know Pope Benedict is brilliant in bringing things down to a level that we can truly, truly understand without letting any of the mystery go. And these same words and thoughts, Mary, peace, the family, and Jesus being true God and true man, did come out in his message for World Peace Day, which I think we dedicated a lot of time to several weeks ago when the original message came out. But there's no harm really in repeating the fact that the family that is the
key
is the key to it all. It really, really is. You and I, the families we grew up in, the families we have, the larger family of a city or a larger community. And that was actually moving on in the week to the general audience.
Which came hot on the heels on January the 2nd.
Yes, it did. The first audience of 2008, the Pope dedicated it to Mary and also to her title, Mother of God. So here's another one of the, for any of our listeners who do want to be better informed about Jesus being true God and true man, Mary being the Mother of God, they might also want to go to the Wednesday audience, because he talks about that. He mentions, of course, that this title was officially given to Mary at the Council of Ephesus in 431. And he explains in very easy-to-understand terms what we said. Mary, this is a divine maternity. She was chosen by God from all time to be the mother of his son, Jesus Christ. Because how could we probably understand who God is if we didn't see something of God that was like us? So his being man enables us to realize what it is like to be flesh like we are, to be weak like we are, to have minds that we are supposed to use and so forth, and follow Jesus as our leader and as our Savior. He was human. It's much easier to envision God when he is vested, if you will, in flesh like we are. So, it's been a wonderful holiday period from the point of view of homilies and words by the Holy Father. Very, very beautiful ones. And there are a couple more interesting pieces of news that have come out that are not strictly related to the holiday season, if you will.
The meeting with the Muslim representatives.
Exactly. If our listeners recall, the Pope had received a letter from 138 Muslim scholars and leaders back in October. And then there was a letter from one of those signatories, the Prince of Jordan, that came in November, and the Pope answered the Prince through Cardinal Secretary of State Bertone in December. And basically what he said was he would be very happy to meet with some representatives of this group of 138 Muslims. And so three of these leaders will be in Rome sometime in February or March to help plan that meeting. And then the Holy Father had suggested in his letter in December that perhaps these people might want to have meetings with other offices and officers of the Roman Curia. And so that was his suggestion, that they hold these working sessions, like they will meet, for example, with people from the Pontifical Institute of Arabic and Islamic Studies. So that's being set up. It will be obviously a much followed event.
Indeed, by the world's media.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. And, well, we go back to 2006 in Regensburg, where in a speech that he gave, the Pope made a reference to Muhammad, to Islam, to jihad, or holy war, which angered the quotes that he used from someone else, not his, angered Muslims. And in order to kind of soothe ruffled feathers, he met at Casta Gandolfo that September. And, of course, he traveled to Turkey in November. And that actually was a rather successful visit. He wanted to try and build bridges between the two religions, and that's what he will continue to do at that meeting. And then just one closing note here for our listeners who might be planning to come to Rome. As of January 2nd, the Vatican Museums will be open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 at night.
That's 2 hours extra than what they're normally open, and I'm sure that'll be very good news because there's horribly long queues, aren't there?
Right. So you can come in, enter the museums from 8:30 till 4, but once you're in, they remain open until 6 p.m. Now, the fact that there will be personnel having maybe overtime or extra personnel having to be hired for these extended hours to defray those costs, the price of a ticket has gone up €1, and I believe it's now €14. But anyway, if this helps you avoid a long line, I think you'll be happy to know this.
Help. I think it'll definitely help, and I'm sure a lot of tourists will be and pilgrims will be happy to know that.
Well, it's been a busy week, a holiday period, and we look for the busy start of a new year. It's never not busy in the Vatican.
That was Joan Lewis, expert on Vatican affairs.